This week in Nerd History, broken windows.
Nerd History.
Microsoft Windows 11, which is actually the 13th or 14th version of Windows, depending on how you define a version, is rolling out worldwide right now to fairly positive reviews. But when Bill Gates announced and showcased Windows 1.0 on November 10th, 1983, there is no way any of us could have predicted the changes the next four decades would bring to the PC. Requiring two floppy disk drives and 192 kilobytes of RAM, Microsoft described the software as a device driver for MS-DOS 2.0. By supporting cooperative multitasking and tiled windows while using well-behaved applications that only use DOS system calls, and permitting non-well-behaved applications to run in a full screen, Windows differed from other operating systems that could only do one thing at a time. Microsoft planned to encourage other companies, including competitors, to develop programs for Windows by not requiring a Microsoft user interface in their applications. In an attempt to de-emphasize the multitasking aspect, the company stated that Windows' purpose, unlike that of TopView from IBM, was to turn the computer into a graphics-rich environment while using less memory. While originally promised to release in April of 1984, it wasn't until November of 1985 that Windows 1.01 saw its first retail release. And, well, it bombed. Most critics consider the platform to have future potential, but that Windows 1.0 had not fulfilled expectations. Many reviews criticize its demanding system requirements, especially noting the poor performance experienced while running multiple applications at once. The New York Times compared the performance of Windows on a system with 512 kilobytes of RAM, more than double what was required, to pouring molasses in the Arctic. They also claimed the design was inflexible for keyboard users, as Windows encouraged the use of a mouse for navigation, a relatively new concept at the time that many deemed superfluous. If you want to understand how they felt at the time, just think back to what it was like when Windows 8 rolled out and you didn't have a touchscreen. It would be replaced by Windows 2.0 just 2 years later. Despite the negative reaction, there is no doubt it laid the groundwork for some of the best operating systems throughout the last 36 years, and Windows 8, but we try to forget about that one. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more
Nerd History.